Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
Hi, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always, I like to believe it's a Session of Sanity anyway. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always say it, I mean it, get involved, get engaged. Let's not do anything stupid, right? Get informed. You got to get informed. That's the thing that hurts all of us the most. So when you're not informed and you don't know what's going on and you spew stuff like it's gospel truth, it gets all of us in trouble. Because we got to explain how the fool, the fool that thought they were talking for the rest of us, isn't. It's that really, truly that simple. Anyway, I know she loves when I do this to her, but here's somebody who's not a fool, always makes sense, does her homework. I know she'll tell you she doesn't, but she does. You know, some people, you're in it, you're paying attention, you know what's going on, you use the two brain cells that God gave you, and that's really what you need to do. None of us are, well, I won't speak for her, but none of us are geniuses around here, but Sonia, always fun to have you on with me.
Well, I thank you very much, and I'm staying overtime because you're talking about a topic that gets me on fire, and I have so many different perspectives on this, and it does come from the fact that I do a lot of research on this topic. We were talking about dating and how it's working out for people. And another thing that we didn't bring into this conversation is something we've talked about before, is the fact that women, including liberal lefty types of women, prefer conservative men. And the article that you referred to is saying that men go on these first dates and they're kind of spewing their guts. They're sharing their life stories. They're talking about their trauma past and their troubles, and how women aren't finding that very appealing. And I don't think that you get that with a conservative man for the most part, because you were talking about, you know, your dating history, which granted happened 100 years ago. To your credit, be grateful you ain't in that scene, because it's an ugly scene, and you don't have an opportunity to meet people and do things the way, you know.
Okay, so what, in my day, after three beers, like, you sat down at the table and you started off with, so what's your sign, you know? right?
I think we've evolved.
That's a great silk shirt you got on. Where'd you get it?
It's a good thing that we've gotten a little past that. But like I said before, in the earlier segment, you came from a smaller town where people sort of had connections with the people around them. So you all had similarities. You all had commonalities. That's not how it is in the dating world right now. People have had, you know there is, since you've dated, there's modes of transportation.
Really?
People have actually moved, they've commuted, they've replanted into different areas, and And when you get to, you know, we've had 2 years of COVID. We've had years of telling men that they're toxic. We've had, you know, if it weren't for what we've been doing to men, someone like a Jordan Peterson or Alex Tate would not be huge in the male community. It's because they have had no guidance. They've had no way of knowing who they are. And we've had this huge onslaught of mental health education. These guys don't know who they are. They don't know how to be.
But it's just not mental health. Look, to your point earlier, you were talking about that liberal women want conservative men because they tend to be stronger, they tend to be more secure in who they are, what they
yes.
want, how they want to work for stuff. But that didn't just happen. And no disrespect to single moms. I had a single mom for a while. But when you don't have a man in the house trying to raise a boy, a man, or whatever, how does that happen? It doesn't. It can't. So we have a lot of men that have advocated their responsibility to raise their children, raise their sons, teach them how to be, you know, good husbands, good fathers, good providers, you know, good men. And yeah, I'm sorry, I can't teach my daughters how to be good women. I can teach them how to be good people, but I can't teach them how to be good. And I can teach them how they're to be treated by men. That's what happens when you blow up the family.
Exactly. And I always say on your show, I like to play 7 degrees to liberalism. And that's one of these are some of the consequences. We have men who don't know how to date, and we have women who are longing for something that they're not getting. And it's sad. It's very, very sad. There are a lot of sad, lonely men. I'm listening to these websites. I'm listening to these guys go on. And they don't have a clue how to date. And now you have an onslaught of AI and porn that's piped into the house. And so they may never. I hear young guys who have a hard time having a real relationship with a real human being because porn, in your day, you had to, like, chisel on some stone. But nowadays it's piped in on their phone. They're walking around with a mobile porn device.
Oh no, we had to distract the guy at 7-Eleven so that we could run behind the counter and grab those magazines with the paper. You know what I'm talking about.
That's
right?
Hilarious.
Okay, one more segment. I'm gonna keep you on for. We're gonna talk about filters. Be back in a minute.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
That's all right. Don't go far, people.
Yeah,
a lot more coming up for Sonia and Joe.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Okay, we are back. My co-host, Tony Schmidt, with me for the last segment. I don't want to keep her up too late.
No, this is already past my bedtime.
Oh, here we go. No. See, we have to make up your disco days. You know what I'm saying?
I never had those. My circadian rhythm is way off.
I know somebody's going to take everything I say and twist it, but I don't really care at this point. So, you know, I grew up in the 70s, right? Sex, drugs, and disco. You went to clubs all the time. Clubbing was a big deal. I don't know. It might still be. I'm just too old to know any better. But to your point, I'm going to sound like my dad now. We actually had music you could dance to, you know what I'm saying? And you went to the clubs. You met each other. You talked with each other. You saw somebody, and yes, you saw them with all the makeup on, but you had a clue. Now when you're on these dating sites and other places, and even I think Facebook and a few others allow you to use these filters. They soften your skin. They make you look younger. They make your eyes bluer. They make your hair black. I mean, whatever it is that you want to do, you could actually almost become a whole other person. You forget to dye your roots that month? No problem. Use a filter. It'll make the color the same all the way through. Yeah.
All right. I'm a fan of filters. I have a filter when I come on your show. I don't come on in the raw.
No, but you have makeup on, right?
I have makeup on, and you see me in person, and I don't look much different from the way I look on the show to right. What I look in the person. So I think if people are exaggerating their, like if I made my eyes blue and my hair, you know, I don't know. I always wear different color hair, but that's the difference in how someone looks. However, I will say, that's kind of a, you know, we're talking about women doing that. And I'm very sensitive to when women try to look better for men and then they don't like it, we're supposed to feel guilty. It's one of the reasons I stopped going to black comedy clubs is they started making fun of women in weaves and, you know, this and that and the other. Do I think the eyelash craze has gone overboard with women lately? Yes.
Looks like they have spiders attached to their eyes. Come on.
Exactly. However, if you see that on a photo, don't go out with them. If you think that they have a filter that strays too far from what they really look like, don't go out with them. If you think they're fairly attractive with the slight filters, if it ain't worth a glass of wine with them, who needs you? Women are only trying to look better so that they can.
Right,
but
so
a lot.
If you didn't have a dating app, let's say smartphones went down for 90 days.
Uh-huh.
You don't have a dating app.
Right.
Where do you go? Where would you go?
There ain't that club that you were talking about in Boston.
But
we don't have
that. Was the club the best place to go?
I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
I know people are thinking, I'm thinking church is the only place to go, but it's not true. There are clubs and events. And
I have yet to meet a normal guy at church.
So
I have yet to meet a normal guy.
But there are clubs and events, and, you know, where we live, I recently, within the last few years, and been invited to speak at and talk to a local Italian club, right? And there were a lot of fine young people there, men and women.
I think that you have to do things that you are interested in. And whether you meet somebody there or not, you don't care because you're interested in those things.
Well, that's
you
what know, like I'm saying, right?
I think I told you I started fly fishing lately.
Yeah, that's
I love fly. I love fishing. And this is learning, and I love learning. Most of the people that I'm in the club with are much older than I am, if you can imagine that. But so it doesn't really matter to me if I meet someone there or not. But there's tons of fly fishing clubs around the nation. So the better I get at that, the more opportunity that I might have of meeting someone who's single and I might have something in common with.
What about a cooking class? You could meet somebody that actually could cook for you.
I can cook for me. I don't need a guy to cook for me.
Oh, it's always
nice. Love guys who cook. I think that's really hot. But that's not. I would take a cooking class just because I'd love to learn to cook, and maybe, but I don't. You know, I don't care.
So what?
I've been out of shape about guys who say, you got a filter. It's like, dude, take the beer bottle out of your hand when you take your photo and your sunglasses off, and you're going to be critical of me because
and
I try to make
t-shirt,
myself.
Okay?
And
you
get a longer t-shirt. You're going to be critical of me because I try to make myself look better? No, I don't. You ain't my guy.
Yeah, that's funny. So what at the rudimentary level, we've got about like 2 minutes left, right? And I'm just curious. You've been married, obviously, a few times.
Lots of times.
Yeah, I didn't want to beat it up. But right now at your age, and don't put your hands up and say whatever, if you had to look back.
Two insults in a row.
Hey, I didn't tell you what your age was.
You're a serial divorcee.
How about this? As you're more. No. That's not where I was going to go with this. I mean, as you became more seasoned in your life, if you could reach back and speak to the younger you when it just came to dating and men, what would you tell him? Her.
Certainly take your time. I think that's the biggest message, is take your time. You don't have to pick, and you certainly don't have to be excited just because someone's picked you. Just take your time. But you have to understand, girls, if they're halfway attractive nowadays, they're OnlyFans girls. They're making money with showing different body parts when they're young. They're not looking for love. They're looking for money. They're looking for a way to make a living. So, and I've never been that chick, but I always wanted love. And I think the only way to find love is to take your time. The problem is we have these wombs, these biological clocks that are ticking. And human females are the only mammals, I believe, in the world that will mate with you just because you called when you said you would.
That's funny.
The standards have been lowered.
Yeah. Well, how sad is that? He said really he would call and he did. Oh, my God, I love him.
Very sad. Dude, I love him. Let's have a baby.
Oh, God. All right. I'm going to let you go now. You can go eat.
Please,
we got through the filter. We got through dating. And we'll catch up with you next week, I'm sure.
All right. Have fun on your next segments while I go cry into my beer.
Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli forces have acknowledged the responsibility for unintentionally causing the death of 3 hostages held by Hamas during a conflict in northern Gaza Friday. IDF troops fired upon them after initially perceiving them as a threat. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has now entered its 70th day. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan visiting Israel on Friday.
There will be a transition to another phase of this war, one that is focused in more precise ways on targeting the leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated earlier this week that the war will persist until victory is achieved. A recently submitted lawsuit alleges that authorities are falling short in preventing environmental damage caused by Elon Musk's rocket launch pad in South Texas. In April, a test resulted in concrete being blown into the habitat of protected species. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Be part of the solution. You always got to try to be part of the solution. You already know that. I don't have to tell you that. And, you know, I keep telling you that MyPillow, head over to MyPillow.com, and you got, what do you got, a week and a half? Ish? Not even. A week and a couple of days. Before Christmas. Don't screw it up. Really, don't. I mean, you got pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress covers, all kinds of things, even doggy beds over at MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save 30 to 70%. Now, how bad? And then, if you really hate it, you've got until March to send it back. So you can wear those slippers till March. You can wear that bathrobe till March. Yuck. You can use the sheets and the pillowcases, the towels, the whatevers, until March and decide, you know, I'm not as happy as this was I thought I was going to be. You send them back, you lose nothing. Now, what's so tough about that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe gets you 30 to 70% off. And you will have somebody with a big smile on your face at Christmas if you order soon. Don't get crazy. Order soon. Anyway, and that's another thing. Christmas. You know, I love to make fun of the true meaning of Christmas. I don't care whether you're a Christian or not. Because the true meaning of Christmas is all about Christ. Now, if you don't believe in Christ, then you're, I don't know, you're celebrating gift-giving day or something like that. And I'm like, funny, but it just, it is what it is. But I thought I'd take a minute to allow a very classic explanation of what Christmas is all about.
I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
That was so hard. See, this is my joke all the time. All these people get really nuts about Christmas, lose their minds, hate the term, shouldn't be this, we should. And I would say the same thing. Is it peace on earth or goodwill towards men that makes them crazy? Because that's the true meaning. Right? And Christ came, to be the Savior. Now, whether you believe in him or not, he still came to be your Savior. You want to reject him, that's up to you. We have total choice. I don't know. God doesn't beat anything into anybody. I know you've heard that in mainstream Christianity at times, but it's not true. And so, you decide how you want to be. You decide what you want to be. It's really that simple. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You always want to be part of the solution. You know, I mean, honestly. This was an interesting time to let this person go from their job. And I always get her name wrong, so please don't do it on purpose. But Maya, what's her name? Bielik, the host of Jeopardy. She was on The Big Bang Theory. She's been let go from her job. Now, she's not very personable, if you would. She's kind of black and white about things. She's probably not a good character to be a show host. But a couple of things. She is Jewish, and I hope to God this is not a reflection of her religious belief. And now we're right in front of the holiday, where they take a break anyhow. So, you know, she wrote in a statement on her Instagram that Sony has informed her that she will no longer be hosting the syndicated version of Jeopardy, which I don't even really know what that means. Seriously. And she was nominated for a Primetime Emmy for hosting that show. This is why I said to you, I have no proof, just a thought, that why would they let her go if she won an Emmy for the show? It was her favorite quiz show. They seemed to love her on it. Just a thought in the back of my head. That's all there is to it. Although the back of my head's pretty empty anyhow, so. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, law firm is going to stop on-campus recruiting at Harvard because the university president. I mean, you're not going to kill Harvard over this. There's no way. What, they got an endowment of what, $52 million? $252 billion? But a lot of law firms go to Harvard. They recruit right there on site. They talk to teachers and others. They find out what these kids are all about, how they're doing, how they fare in their class. So that law firm in particular will cease on-campus recruiting because of what the Harvard... I mean, these things have consequences. Right? Now, they're talking about... They want a massive change on campus before they come back. I don't blame them. Remember, these kids that graduated, I do mean kids, sorry, from Harvard and other places like it, They got no experience. They got information. I have found out so much in taking the biblical citizenship class and talking to Brad Dacus and others. You learn so much. You find out so much about what they're not teaching in these law schools anymore. They're not teaching the realities of the First and Second Amendment. They're not teaching about the Federalist Papers, which is what our law is based on, and about our founding fathers and the mindset that they had. Most of what's being taught in these law schools goes down the road of how to line up our law with social justice. I mean, there should be no such term as social justice. The term should be just justice, the same justice for everybody. The same rules apply no matter what color you are, how much money you got, or anything along those lines. Once you throw the social in front of it, you just denigrate the whole thing. Now I don't know if I was found guilty because of the general populist thought process for today, or whether I was being held to the standard of law that I'm supposed to be held to. Edelson PC Law Firm founder Jay Edelson, he wrote a letter to the Harvard Law Director of Recruitment and Operations saying that the firm will no longer be participating in the university's upcoming spring interview program. Now, the spring interview program, which begins January 29th, it opens up opportunities for employers to interview prospective students on campus. They also said they're going to skip the larger on-campus interviewing event in August. And that event is where major law firms hire many summer associates. And I think if these guys start reaching out and talking with each other, because a lot of these people know each other, or know of each other, I think it'll make a difference, big difference. Her testimony, I mean, how simple is it to say that the genocide of any people is wrong? How hard is it to do that? Even from a political standpoint, it's the perfect answer. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Last segment, and you're done with me.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Silver City, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. The time you're spending with me, for the most part. And I do thank you, again, for the emails that you send and what have you. I don't answer them all, but I do the best I can. So this is kind of rapid fire. I got a bunch of short stories that we need to get to. But I want to finish with the Harvard University. I started telling you, you know what? It's top brass backed the gay because, you know, she's been so great. Dr. Gay has done so many great things. You can't mention any of them. They went on to say in the statement, I want you to think about this, that they back her because of what she's done. And don't believe in the plagiarism charge. It's just unreal. Well, aren't we supposed to... whatever. The attorneys... that, you know, the attorney firms that show up at Harvard to recruit said, hey, we have no intention of returning on campus recruiting unless there's a sea change. A wave of change. one of the easiest solutions would be for Harvard to simply remove Dr. Gay, but would in many ways just gloss over the core problem. You see where they're going with this. I mean, they're right. You can't just remove it. It's embedded there now. You've taught the kids this stuff. Yeah, kids, you heard me. You need to fix it. Until you take education out of the hands of the hardcore left liberals, it's not going to change. Nothing is going to change. Think about over the last 5 years alone, where kids have dictated what's going to be in the curriculum. Parents can't do it. Kids that don't want to be taught about the First Amendment, they don't want to be taught about the Second Amendment. Those aren't things that they should legally be taught. They're in law. What else are you going to be? I mean, is that part of the law? If you want to be a constitutional attorney, should you not know, understand, and be part of the process to make sure we stick to the laws? Really? The attorney, Edelson, he went on to say that, look, we thank Harvard. We think Harvard owes a full opportunity to reconcile its countless statements and actions over the years. How it handled the congressional testimony, for instance, was terrible. Now, he went on to say, I've been saying in public and in private that Dr. Gay should step up, hold a town hall on a major TV network. She needs to face the tough questions from journalists and the public alike. We need to know truly what she believes. I agree with that. If she was a Republican, they would be screaming out, wouldn't they? Really? Anyway, Harvard Law School is not saying anything. They're keeping their mouth shut. Now, the attorney came back and said, look, our firm doesn't typically comment on statements made or even positions taken by these schools or what have you. But we've come to the conclusion we need to take measures. We need to have boundaries of morality and ethics. Right? Some of these groups, God, is that what it took? It takes for the Jews to be prosecuted and to watch how the hardcore lefties came. I mean, think about the animals that they're supporting. Yeah, you heard me. The animals that they're supporting. These kids have been taught to believe. And they won't deal with this. When you try to speak to them one-on-one, they won't deal with this. But they've been taught to believe. They are defending the Hamas animals that showed up, totally wiped out, killed, shot these girls in the head while they were raping them, killed babies. There's a short video of a man running into, grabbing his kids, running into what looked like a shower stall or a place to hide. And a Hamas animal threw a grenade into the shower stall. Wow. Just amazing, isn't it? But we're supposed to say, oh, we fell. What has that got to do with land? How is killing all those kids, the babies, killing those adults, what's that got to do with land? Taking land back, owning land. Land that isn't theirs anyway. Whether you want to look at it from a biblical or historical viewpoint. But nobody is calling out the actions of Hamas. If you don't, well, okay. If you're on the left, you're not doing it. Right? I mean, honestly. Think about all of that. Think about what those kids are arguing about. Here's the deal. Where are the parents? No, come on. Where are the parents? I really don't understand any of this. You parents are raising these kids. Yeah, that's right. You know, the ones protesting the street they can't even sell Palestinian, let alone know why they're there, you know, protesting and or supporting. So we need to take back these schools. See, it's the education system that has done this over decades. You need to take back the schools. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, on the Gateway Pundit does a report. Think about all the deviance that's been going on in the Biden White House. You had the transgender, I don't know what they were, at an event there, dropped their shirts so the man that became a female could rub his breasts on camera showing you what was happening. And the two that had their breasts removed dropped their shirts to show you what it looked like afterward. This is really the way they should be conducting themselves. I mean, they got all over Trump for having two pieces of ice cream, for God's sake. Two scoops of ice cream. But this kind of behavior is okay, right? They fly the gay pride flag between two American flags. Where is that in the flag code? I miss that. They have a group of dancers that supposedly are celebrating Christmas to the Nutcracker Suite. And that group, particular group, is so anti-Israel, anti-American, pretty much anti-everything, and wants you to totally support BLM, who've already been proved to have blown the millions of dollars, really didn't do much with it. But you'll never see them prosecuted for anything. We've allowed so much. I mean, look, here's my fear as I watch crime rise. I'll tell you it's not, but it is. You've got crime rising all around the country, not in any one particular city. Yeah, it's rising everywhere. And you're going to send me emails where crime is down. No, it's not down. The problem is when you read those reports, when you understand how those reports work, if you were charged with something and it's dropped, it's not a crime, right? Doesn't get charged in the number. In L.A., crime is down. You know why? It's not being prosecuted. That simple. Now we see, as a Gateway Pundit previously reported, check it out there, a young male staffer for Maryland's Democrat Senator Ben Cardin. He engaged in multiple graphic sex acts with an older male partner in the Hart Senate office building. They got it on video. Anyway, it created a massive firestorm. But then, listen, you want to add insult to injury? This same Democrat Senate staffer who had the graphic sex in the Capitol office, he was featured in a Biden campaign commercial. Now, I don't know if this is true, but somebody, when they wrote, they said, hey, he also yelled Free Palestine at Jewish Rep Max Miller. This is where we come to. Come on, let that sink in for a second. It's just nuts. We're bringing them up this way. We're allowing them to say these things. We're allowing them to get away with this stuff. Fire a few of them. Truly charge them with hate crimes, if that's what it is. If it falls within the definition of what one is. Right? We are going down such a dark, evil road, it's scary. Come on, honestly. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Right, well, no, don't write it down. Don't put it in your phone. Go get the app. We have an app. Really that simple. Go get the app. It'll allow you to call the show, listen to the show, watch the show, watch the chat room, look at the recent stories being put up and posted. JoeMessina.com. Head over to JoeMessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do there. And get involved in all of this. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. If I bore you to death, go there. You'll see what's happening. Listen, guys, God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. And I want you back here with me on Monday.